that's it, yeah.
It was bright and early in the morning. The sun came up across the mountain, and its rays shone into the room where Little Panda slept. Mama Panda told Little Panda to get up and start doing the daily chores. She said, "If you finish your chores, you can go to your older cousin's house to play." Little Panda's favorite older cousin lived in a house near a big tree. Little Panda really wanted to visit Cousin Panda and learn how to climb trees. Little Panda was so excited and couldn't wait to finish the chores. Little Panda watered all the plants, helped Mama Panda pick fresh bamboo leaves for lunch, and helped carry Papa Panda's toolkit while Papa Panda fixed the leaky roof. "Wow, what a good panda you've been," Mama Panda exclaimed. "I just talked to Cousin Panda, and he told me you can play at his house today. He will take you to school tomorrow morning." Little Panda's heart was filled with joy. Little Panda really wanted to spend time with Cousin Panda.
"We would even get ice cream,"
thought Little Panda. When Little Panda arrived at Cousin Panda's house, he said,
"Look how big you've grown. I think you're ready to learn how to climb trees."
Cousin Panda made Little Panda feel grown up. For the whole afternoon, Cousin Panda taught Little Panda how to climb trees. Little Panda's heart was beating fast as they made it to the top of a tall tree. Little Panda felt proud.
"Cousin Panda is such a great older cousin."
Early in the evening, after having been at the top of the tree for a while, Cousin Panda and Little Panda decided to climb down. Once they reached the ground, Cousin Panda began to act strangely. He asked to hug Little Panda, and during their hug, he began to touch Little Panda's private parts. Cousin Panda touched Little Panda where Little Panda did not want to be touched. This made Little Panda feel uncomfortable.
"What are you doing, Cousin Panda?"
Little Panda asked anxiously.
"I'm making a special connection with you. I'm bringing you new and happy feelings that you have never felt before. It's kind of like making it to the top of the tree. You must promise not to tell anybody about it. It's our special secret. If you tell someone, we won't be able to play together anymore."
Being so scared, Little Panda could not make a sound. Later that evening, they returned to Cousin Panda's house. Then, Cousin Panda tucked Little Panda into bed. Little Panda could not sleep. Little Panda kept thinking about what had happened with Cousin Panda. Little Panda remembered a story the teacher owl had read to the class about good touch and bad touch.
"This must be a bad touch."
Little Panda remembered teacher owl also telling the class that they could tell a trusted person.
Okay, so if you want to find out and what Little Panda has decided to do and why this, and we titled this tool called Brief Little Panda, and you're welcome to download the app and from the iTunes iTunes store and the Android market. Now this film has, this animation has been adapted into apps. And so you probably wonder how come she doesn't have a name, and why is it called a little panda? Who would know? And because we tried to use this animation to address both, and we know that child abuse occurs in both genders. And so actually initially we had a really cute name and for the little panda. And then after focus group testing and feedbacks from providers, and we realized that, hey, we need to address and child abuse for both genders. And because of limited funding, and so we decided to call Little Panda. I know it may sound repetitive, but we wanted to address both genders. So just briefly, and to review some of the background information, I think some of you probably already know, and the WHO tells us that there are estimated 73 million boys and 150 million girls and under 18 are sexually abused worldwide. And this is still sexual abuse, child sexual abuse does still remain to be a stigmatized topic, and especially in the countries or communities where family honors being is highly regarded. And so there is definitely a lot of underreporting. And so even though the numbers are alarming, but it's very much underreported. And as far as the technology, and we are expected in this year and to the smartphone users to exceed and 1 billion and worldwide. I think probably we already exceeded that. And I was just recently in China last week, and there seems everybody, all students, had a smartphone. And so by 2015, and it is estimated that 500 million mobile phone users and tap app users globally. And unfortunately, there is a very limited apps in addressing child sexual abuse education, prevention, and reporting. So therefore, we wanted to create a tool that would empower all children, that would, that would empower all children. Guess not. And that would empower our children, and that would educate our children. And And we wanted to create a tool that would empower our children, educate our children, and so they can protect themselves. And in cases and this horrible thing should happen to them, so they know what to do, and they will have enough courage to report. And we also want to create a tool that will promote dialogues. That would promote dialogues among children, providers, and parents, and also our educators, and also to raise awareness about child sexual abuse and worldwide. And it's only through raise awareness that we can reduce stigma, and so that victims can get help, and we can help to reduce cases of child sexual abuse. And so thus we create this tool called Brief Little Panda. And again, it started with a children's storybook and target children 5 to 8. And you can actually find details on our website, the Alliance website, asiansforhealth.org. Again, it's asiansforhealth.org. And so this tool was a result of an established collaboration among Chinese Community Health Resource Center and the Asians Alliance for Health. And Asians Alliance for Health is alliance consists of more than 15 members, agency members, that provide programs on violence prevention and services for victims of violence. And I talked about the mission. And so we know that child sexual abuse prevention is a topic that we need to address, even though there's so much stigma associated with it. But we need to address this issue. And our task force consists of providers and health educators and also psychologists and mental health professionals, teachers and parents and counselors. And the book was first developed in English and then focus group tested among multiple Asian communities and also that among children and family and providers. And then the book was adapted into animation format as animation app and as well as the ebook app. And the animation app is available because of limited funding, is only available in English and Mandarin. And the ebook, and however, is available in Spanish, English, and four other Asian languages. That's Vietnamese, Tagalog, and Chinese, and Korean. And the animation game, what I show you, unfortunately, I wasn't able to show you the app because I guess technology issues, I just couldn't project the app. But in the app, it actually has games and to embed it in the app and to keep older children engaged. And so there's games, and also the games is help children with their reading comprehension. And there's also the comprehension assessment at the end of the animation, as well as at the end of the ebook apps. And there are also discussion questions, and so that parents or educators can use the questions and talk to children on this topic. And here are some of the questions, and what do private parts mean, and what is the difference between good touch and bad touch, and what can you do to stop someone from doing something you are uncomfortable with, and what is an example of a good secret and bad secret, and do you think keeping secrets are good, and do you think Little Panda did the right thing? And so we know that schools do teach about good touch and bad touch. But a lot of times, and I think it's hard for parents to bring up this topic, and especially in Asian communities and other communities, and it seems such a sensitive topic. And so therefore, we create this tool and questions and so that can guide parents and to talk to their children about this issue. And so we focus group test the apps among children and 5 to 8 and among 6 children. And we tested the cultural competency, usability, and also readability, and tested the games and the questions, and also the children's attention span, and also their engagement in the interactive animation. And I talked about that. And we received really good feedback from our providers and focus group participants as well as the users. And parents thought this was a great tool for them to use and to talk to their children and on this issue. And kids really like the animal figures. And we used Panda, and because initially this tool really was created for the Asian community, and because most Asians can identify with the animal Panda, and because we want to promote worldwide, and dogs and cats are really cute, but they are not as culturally identifiable animal character. And so later, and we receive requests from other communities, the Spanish community and other communities, so therefore we had it translate into Spanish. And practitioners also thought this was a great tool for them and to use in their practice. And we disseminate through a press conference, and national and international conference, social media, new media, and ethnic media. And we held a press conference. We held press conference and with invited government officials, and researchers, parents and children, and providers and community-based organization leaders from the CBOs. And these are the list of international conferences we have promoted. And because the topics have so much stigma associated with it, and so we try to promote the awareness on this issue through any conference we can attend. And so I was just in Wuhan, China last week and to address this issue. And social media and through the regular social media, Twitter, and we Facebook and YouTube and so forth. And also Weibo. And Weibo is the big social media used in the Asian community, especially in the Chinese community, in China. And so Twitter, we have received 5,000 contributions from Twitter Inc., and we were able to conduct the campaign. And here is the we so far had 1,800 downloads, and unfortunately we only had 180 units sold. And so I hope you would help us to promote this cause. And by download the app, and by download the app from either iTunes Store or Google Market, and through our Twitter campaign, we were able to reach 1,300,000+ impressions. And here are the top 10 countries, and it's also available on our Asian Alliance for Health.org website. And the site, and unfortunately I don't have the breakdown of the country, top countries, but the site does receive 55,000 page views per month. And top five countries are China, France, Ukraine, Poland, and U.S. And I don't know why Ukraine, but anyway, so we are happy to get the message out. And challenges we have so far is funding. And because we're a small nonprofit organization, and we really didn't have funding to produce this app and this program, and this really came from my operational budget. And again, I think unfortunately we were this was new to us, and so when the app developer we used and somehow used the technology that's proprietary technology, and so now we wanted to make some changes. It's almost impossible unless we start all over again. So we if you know any funders and that's interested in this area, please email me. And I think another issue is that because it's such a sensitive topic and so much stigma associated with it, and so users, app users, may not be willing to spend the money to purchase the app. And the app is, the ebook format is 99 cents, the animated format is $1.99. And after they giving the profit to the Google Market and iTunes Store, they take 30%, and the rest of the funds, and it goes into the program. And we hope to make the other languages into animated format as well. And so, so please help us to promote. And again, that we are currently also seeking an academic partners and funding to evaluate the efficacy of the app. And here are the reference I'd be happy to provide. And I want to, last but not the least, I want to acknowledge all the organizations and individuals and for making this project possible. Thank you.